been told that vaccinations are the key to opening up and returning to some of our freedom. However, recent survey results from the Melbourne Institute show that the rate of vaccine hesitancy in Australia has stagnated at 21.8%. With vaccine hesitancy placing a roadblock in front of herd immunity, what can be done? What would incentivize vaccination? Is it money? Is it other things? I mean, I think there's been like offers of free beers or maybe even free donuts. Well, we have with us Professor Tony Scott, who's a health economist at the Melbourne Institute at the University of Melbourne, to find out more about this. Good morning, Professor Tony. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, do incentives have a positive effect on vaccine uptake? And if so, to what degree?
Well, it depends on the kinds of incentives. There's cash incentive, just paying people, and that's, you know, done in other areas of the world. But certainly cash incentives could matter a little bit, not very much. If targeted at those who are kind of unsure and not really decided about vaccination, cash incentives might bring the vaccination forward. So there's a lot of people have been waiting to get vaccinated. And it might make those people get vaccinated a bit quicker or might get people to change their mind. So it work a little bit, but not very much. The other kinds of incentives is kind of the vaccine passport kind of incentive where, you know, those who are vaccinated get more freedoms, which means that obviously those who aren't vaccinated don't get those freedoms. And that, I think, has a bit more of an impact than cash incentives, we think, from our research. You know, particularly those who, again, are unsure, but also for some of those who say they don't want to be vaccinated. So, you know, it depends how it's implemented and it depends on what people think of these things.
Is there a certain type of person that's most receptive to the vaccine incentives?
Look, I think these are probably people who are undecided, kind of who might have some issues with evidence of safety and effectiveness, but you know, they're kind of, all their friends are getting it and they're kind of not sure really themselves. Those kind of people are probably more susceptible to these kinds of incentives. But again, you know, there are people who you know, depending on the strength of these incentives, if you like, who could be turned as well. So it might be that people who are really like to travel, I like to go to restaurants, like to go to the pub and those kind of things, you know, it's going to hit those people as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. On the cash incentive one, I had a friend and I were talking and I was saying, you know, isn't just the incentive of not getting really sick a good enough incentive? And she was
you
saying,
would think.
Yeah, I know. But she was also saying, well, but think like people who can't take time off work to go and get the vaccine, like they can't afford to not be at work for that day. Yeah. That financial remuneration actually is a big draw card for them. Well, they can say, okay, I can take today off work, I can get vaccinated, and I can still afford to pay my rent and buy groceries this week.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I don't know about New South Wales, certainly the Victorian government, you know, if you take a day off work to get vaccinated, they'll pay you a few $100.
Oh, okay. Go Victoria. It seems like there almost needs to be like a combination of, you know, offerings of, almost, I don't know. Is there anyone who is doing a combo of offerings?
I don't think so, but I think, you know, governments need to try everything because different people react to different things and there's no magic bullet here. You're just going to have to try to do various things, you know, to try to get people to be vaccinated.
Yeah. Beside incentives, what else can you do to increase people's attitudes towards vaccinations?
Look, a lot of it is information, I think, and getting the right kinds of information. Now, people think that the safety of vaccines, their effectiveness, that's their biggest concern still. And that we found that in February as well as a few weeks ago. So that hasn't changed, right? So that suggests to me that messages aren't getting through to groups in the population. And that's a key thing. People's beliefs about what vaccines may or may not do to them is important in their minds. And, you know, they can't always speak to a doctor. They're surrounded by their peers who may think the same thing. So it's very difficult to get those messages out there.
It's almost like you're in a bit of an echo chamber.
That's right, you're in a bubble, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look, Professor Tony Scott, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good luck with your own lockdown down in Melbourne. And
no problem, you too.
Hopefully we can get this vaccine hesitancy underway.
Great. Thanks a lot.